Now, you have given these documents, important aspects in exporting goods are certain steps, that is the labeling of the goods, packaging of the goods, and packing and marking. These are the important features of the goods. The export goods should be labeled, packaged, packed strictly as per the buyer specific instructions. Okay? Goods packaging delivers and presents the goods on the top condition and the attractive way. Similarly, good packing helps easy handling, maximum loading, reducing shipping cost, and to ensuring the safety and the standard for the cargo. Marking such address, package numbers, port, and the place of destination, weight, handling instruction, etc., provides identification and information of the cargo packed. This information should be available in your packing list, which is one of the important documents, along with the invoice also that has to be ready, kept ready with you. Then insurance. Anyway, you are just sending the goods, so you have to insure the goods. Marine insurance policy covers the risk of the loss or damage to the goods while the goods are into transit. No doubt, non-payment after receipt of the goods by the buyer, you are covering under ECGC policy which you have taken. But during the voyage, right from the goods are shipped and till it reaches to the destination, there are many events happens in between. So that risk of the carriage is to be covered by taking the marine insurance policy. Generally, in CIF contract, that is cost, insurance and freight contract, the exporter is arranging the insurance. Whereas in C and F and FOB, the insurance contract is arranged by the importer or the buyer. Okay, so this is about the insurance, so as to take safety of the voyage or journey of the goods from one place to another place. Now, the delivery. This is an important feature of the export, that the exporter must adhere to the delivery schedule. When to export, when to ship, that date he has to finalize and fix, taking into consideration the schedule of the shipment and everything. So planning should be done that there is nothing to stand in the way of the fast and efficient delivery. Okay. Having done so, your goods have reached to the customs, seaport or airport. Okay. Your goods have reached, everything you have completed. Now you are going to deliver the goods at the customs for just shipping into the plane or shipping into the ship. Okay. Therefore, it is necessary to obtain the PAN-based business identification number, as I have said at initial stage itself. Okay. From the customs prior to filing the shipping bill. This is additional requirement of obtaining the BIN. BIN is nothing but business identification number, and it is issued by the custom department as against the PAN card issued to the entity. Okay, and this is required prior to filing the shipping bill for clearance of the goods for the export purpose. Therefore, and based on that, a current account in the designated bank, AD category 1 bank, is required to be opened for crediting any of the drawback or incentive that will be provided by the government for having exported the goods for this that amount, and the same will be registered on your system. In case of export of the goods proposed through the non-EDI port, there are two types of port. An EDI port, second one is a non-EDI port. EDI port, all fully it is digitalized, mechanized. So IT is very much there and everything happens online. So, a non-EDI port, the physical submission of certain documents is required for the purpose of initiation of the export, exporting the goods. So, in case of the export of the goods proposed through the non-EDI port, where there is no infrastructural, IT related facilities or online facilities are not available for filing of certain documents, the shipping bill or the bill of exports are required to be filed in the format as prescribed in the shipping bill and the bill of export form regulation in 1991. That is called EDF form, that is export declaration form, that is required to be filed physical to the non-EDI port. If it is EDI port, then online you can submit that information in EDF form, that is export declaration form, and it will be accepted by the customs department. An exporter need to apply different forms of the shipping bill, bill of export, for the export of the duty-free goods, export of dutiable goods, and export under the drawback. There are different forms. If you intend to get the incentive, if the duty you require to pay, if duty is required to be avoided, then there are different forms. Under what circumstances these forms are to be used, it has to be understood from the customs. And that is available on the customs site also. In case of export of the goods which are proposed to the EDI port, where the facility of online submission of the document is there. So, in case of export of goods proposed to the EDI port, under the EDI system, declaration in the prescribed form are to be filed through the service center of the customs, and that is online portal. Checklist is generated for the verification by the data by the exporter or CHA. CHA is nothing but custom house agent. Custom house agents, agent, CHA. This is required to be verified by him. After verification, the data is submitted to the system by the service center operator, and the system generates the shipping bill number, which is endorsed on the printed checklist and return to the exporter or CHA. CHA is nothing but he is a custom house agent. Okay. In most of the cases, shipping bill is processed by the system on the basis of declaration made by the exporter without any human intervention in EDI port. Okay. Where the appraiser doc, that is export order, for sample to be drawn and tested, the custom official may proceed to draw one or two samples from the consignment and enter the particulars thereof along with the details of the testing agency in ICSC or E-system, IceGate system. Okay? Any correction, amendment in the checklist which is generated after filing the declaration can be made at the service center. If documents have not yet been submitted in the system and the shipping bill number has not been generated. But in the situation where the corrections are required to be made after the generation of the shipping bill number, then or after the goods have been brought into the export dock, the amendment is required to be carried out in the manner in which it is stipulated. There are two aspects. One, when the goods have yet been allowed late export, goods have not yet been allowed late export, amendment may be permitted by the Assistant Commissioner of Exports. Okay, but where late export means the order has already been given, and amendments may be permitted only by additional and joint commissioner of the custom house in charge of the export section. What is the role of the CHA, that is custom house agent? The exporter has to avail the services of the CHA, who is the licensed agent of the commissioner of the customs. He is appointed by them, and they are the professional, and they facilitate the work connected with the clearance of the cargo from customs and ship on the board. Okay, then having understood the export formalities or custom formalities, you have completed, you have come, you have brought your goods, it is checked, everything, documents are prepared, everything is done. Now the time has come to find out the export process. The first step in the export is receive an inquiry. Now you are export, you have already exported the goods. Now let us understand a little bit process about the export process. Okay, the first step in the export is to receive an inquiry where someone inquires about the buying of your product. When a potential buyer expresses interest, they will send a letter of inquiry outlining the terms and conditions along with the request for informal format and quotes. Next step for receiving the inquiry is a screening the potential buyer and in the country, because lot of frauds happens here. Therefore, after inquiry is received from a buyer, first we need to make sure that we can do the business with them, and thereafter you can manually screen their names in various portals, their company name or their address, by checking each of the hundreds of the list which are published by the US government, or you can automate the process by using the software like Shipping Solutions, which automatically checks against the latest version of all the lists. Okay, if buyer appears in any of this list, exporter cannot do the business with them because they are the cheaters. Okay, if they do not appear in the list, exporter can proceed with the caution. The screening step, this step also includes making sure that you can ship your goods to the buyers in the country. In some of the cases, the exporter can ship only if he applies for an export license, if that commodity is restricted for exports. So it's best to complete the licensing process as early as possible so as to avoid the causing delay in export timelines. Then provide a platform invoice. Provide a pro forma invoice. Once you identify the buyer, then you provide the pro forma invoice. After screening the buyer and their country, you may require to provide the buyer with the pro forma invoice for the proposed sale. The pro forma invoice is the first impression which you will make on your own buyer. So make sure that you do the right and it acts like a quote and looks like a commercial invoice. So it can be used to arrange financing also for this purchase. If the pro forma invoice results in an order, then final commercial invoice will be closed, which resembles like a pro forma invoice. That means all the cost including the quotation are firm and may not be varied beyond the terms outlined in the letter of credit. So certain countries may require the pro forma invoice if they tightly control their currency, require an import permit, or protect the local industry by placing an import quotas in certain types of goods. Finalize the sale. After you send the pro forma, the buyer will either reject or accept your proposal. As a part of the acceptance process, they will most likely want to negotiate the terms of the sales, and this will result into the verbal and written contract. Then earlier process which I have explained This is only I have added here, identification of the buyer. Because of to take some safeguard for identification of the buyer. That is why it is just a little bit addition. Then the earlier process will start. This has to be done much before acceptance of the export order. Okay. Not only should this be negotiation could conclude the discussion of the price to be paid, but they should be included in the discussion of the payment terms, means where it is cash or advance, open account, or something in between. How you want the payment to be made by him. The term of the sale you will be using as a INCO terms, that is International Commercial Term 2020. The usage of INCO term depends upon some of the essentials. These INCO terms are used, some of the essentials, and these essentials are several questions. Number one, how your goods will be shipped? By sea, air, or what? Or road? That is important. Who is responsible for shipping the goods? Either you, or an arrangement has to be made by the buyer. Then who is responsible for hiring the freight forward or carrier? Exporter, that is you, or the buyer? How the transaction will be paid by the buyer? If you are using the letter of credit, you need to make sure that you have the necessary documents to satisfy the letter of credit requirement. What document needs to be provided and by which party, the buyer or seller? As an exporter, you will need to meet whatever regulations your buyer may have in their own country, as well as the documentation and regulations which are required as per the FEMA 1999, Reserve Bank of India, and the FEDAI, that is Foreign Exchange Dealers Association of India, guidelines. Okay? Now, once you reached to the agreement on these points and your buyer wants to discuss, you will receive the order which may appear in the form of a purchase order. Thereafter, as an exporter, a crucial part of your procurement of the order goods starts as per the order accepted by the buyer, and earlier process which I have described came into existence. Now, everything is over. Goods are exported, custom formalities are completed, goods have been shipped, it has reached to the, it is on its way to the destination, to the buyer's place, buyer's country. Back end, you have to make him available the documents so as to get hold of that goods or release the goods from the port, that buyer. So you have to send these documents to him. Now, what the important documents or important documentation part and submission of the document to the bank is an important and crucial task, which in short I can explain it like this. In the documentation, under foreign trade policy, there are three important documents have been stipulated for the exports. One, bill of lading or airway bill. Either of these. If the export is happened through the sea or ship, then bill of lading is required. If it is by air, if the goods are shipped, then airway bill is required. Then commercial invoice come packing list and the shipping bill, which is issued by the customs or bill of export or bill of entry for the imports. These are the important documents which is required. Other documents like certificate of origin, inspection, certificate, etc. That is as per the requirement of the buyer and as per the our country's regulations, that is required to be procured and prepared by the exporter. Then submission of these documents to the bank. After the shipment, it is obligatory to present these documents to your bank within 21 days from the date of shipment for onward dispatch to the foreign bank for arranging the payment. Now, document should be drawn as under collection, purchase, negotiation under LC. As the case may be, along with the following document, document has to be submitted to the bank, depending upon whether it is documents are for collection, whether document for discounting and purchase, or whether document are drawn under LC. Okay, so major documents are bill of exchange, letter of credit if the shipment is under letter of credit, then invoice, packing list, airway bill or bill of lading, declaration under foreign exchange, certificate of origin, then inspection certificate wherever it is necessary, mind if it is called, and any other document as required under the LC or by the buyer or the any statutory authority. Okay, these documents must be prepared and submitted to the overseas entity, that is overseas buyer, against which he will make payment and your export will be getting realized. Now, realization of the export document. You are submitting this document through your bank to your bank, and bank has submitted these documents to overseas party. Now, as per the foreign trade policy, all the export contracts and the invoices shall be denominated either in freely convertible currency or in Indian rupees. But export proceeds should be realized in the freely convertible currency except for the export to Iran. Okay. And once this realization happens, export proceeds should be realized in 9 months as per the current RBI or FEMA regulations. Okay. So this is entire journey of processing of export. I have covered right from your establishing the company, procuring the goods, completing the formalities of the customs, banking formalities, financing, export procedure, then submission of the document to the bank, getting realization of funds, and this entire circle is very important for you as an exporter to understand first. With this, thank you very much.